Mit dem in Anthony wird bei der Lamed Aleph. Wenn er also sagt, Yadei HaNegina, Ruh de Negina, Adam Nikke, the person can be recognized, and Kibel Olov El Teder. He took upon himself the oil, the burden of Teder. The simon for this, them is in the Pasuk, is by Kosev Yisoh, that the B'nai Kahos should carry on their shoulders. Lashon Azal, Negimara Dashon, Zayin Yisoh, or Lashon Shida. Yisoh is a Lashon of Shida, of Negina. Shenema, Se'u Zimra, Se'u Seif. Se'u Zimra. Yisoh is Lashon of Zimra of Shida. Mikra Zeh Nema, the Masa B'nai Kahos. This Pasuk is by the Masa, the Mo, the B'nai Kahos carry. Shri Nason, by Kosev, and Se'orim, they carry on their shoulders the Orim, and the Bechinas El Teder. They carry on their shoulders the Orim, the El Teder. Yisoh, through Zimra, you can recognize by Kosev, then you know the El Teder. The Gina, the person, means how, what kind of, how he sings in Nigin. By Kashas, he sings, you can recognize when he took upon himself the El Teder. Baruch Hashem. But then on Antanina, Teder, Lamed Beis. Then it also says, Yesh Sadikim Genusim, Vehem Yudim Ponim Be'a Teder. There are hidden tzaddikim who know the inside depth of the Torah. Achim tzaddikim liyahalim tzaddikim, but they have to hide their Torah, not to reveal it to the world. The commission is sapin and meisim, a b'ashem tzaddikim adashim. Like they tell the story of b'ashem ekodesh, the darshan came to the table of b'ashem ekodesh at Mechavadayah. The darshan spoke to the Torah, they kept on giving him food, and he kept on saying Torah, and they silent, they laughed at him, because they thought his Torah wasn't worth anything. Finally, the Darshan saw they were laughing at him, so he said, "So if I can't tell Teda, I'm not allowed to eat a piece of fish." Hashem HaKadosh saw the embarrassment of the Darshan, so he said, "Let me hear the Teda." He heard the words of the Darshan, and Hashem HaKadosh said that the Darshan's Teda was received directly from the P.L.E.O. and Avizal. You got it from the Elohim. You see from there that there are tzaddikim, hidden tzaddikim, who hide their Teda. Even this Teda, even when it was said, it was hidden from the Elohim. Hashem HaKadosh, no one understood it. Gam etzla yesh lo ponim she yedeya teira she yesh lo ponim hen and ponim ba teira he would sort of li hal nima ve ina imra times that he knew teira and he wouldn't say it he had to hide this teira omim ina kaisva the times ina kaisva klal times he didn't write it at all omim kaisva yakach sefa the times he did get to the point of writing afterwards he had to burn it because it had to be hidden this teira Emes and Faisan and Emes, Hayim Yizeh Sefer. If it would have been written, this Torah, the whole Sefer could have been made of this Torah. Or Yavoah B'Sachar, it would have come out, it would become famous among the world, the Sefer. Gam Yesh Behem Shemes, Bechina Shmi Shenechta Begdusha. Also in the Sefer there are Shemes of Hashem. Bechina, the Pasuk says that Shmi Shenechta Begdusha. By the name of Hashem is written Begdusha. The union of Sefer. But then I'll bring later. Acha Elam and Kalkal and Zeis. But the Elam spoils this because of the Inyan and Taiba Yadua. Tzadikim lehalim ol esarfo. Tzadikim have to hide and burn this swat. Abalu Taiba liha Elam ashenela v'nisraf teidus esfotim abal. But it's a favor for the world that these swatim are hidden and burned. Gam yesh kama swatim shekvar nasu swatim nimchu v'nevdu min ha'elam because there are many swatim that became swatim as written. They were erased and lost from the world. The Badai of Tzadikim Hagdelam Akadmainim Tanoim Emanoim Kayetzibahem also Svodim Hadei. It's certain that the great Tzadikim of the past, Tanoim Emanoim, the time of the Gemara and such, made many Svodim. Ach Nevdu, but they were lost. Certainly there have been Svodim that have been lost. Ach Yitaybali Hadlam, but it's a favor for the world those Svodim were lost. Yimlai Hoya Zeis, Oy Hoya Ef Shemonu Kvali Yitzkan Vashem Zvodah. Not for the fact that those Svodim were lost. Wiped out, it would be impossible for us at all to come close to Hashem. Yesh harbei sifrei minim, there are many svarim of apikursim, shehoyu chas v'sholem espashtem ba'olam alihoyu efshu kol eskadu v'shem svarim. There would be svarim of apikursim would be spread about in the world, it would be impossible to come close to Hashem. Ki yadam ben avot she'osa shnei igli zahot, the omar hinei v'kecha Yisrael, yadam ben avot the king of the son of Ashvotim, after Shlomo HaMelech, he made two golden calves and said to the Jews to worship them. Hita kol Yisrael achreihem. This led all the Jews to follow to worship these two golden calves. Ayala al adas. Can it be possible that a person really imagine shehita amarav b'shtus kozeh lavet ha'golem? It's possible he was able to fool to mislead such a great people with such a foolish Indian as to serve to worship golden calves. How could he have done it? Adai, but surely Hoya Bazeh Chachmas Gedolus Mechoid Miyosh Apikorsis. He certainly had in this many deep wisdoms of Apikorsis. And that's how he was able to mislead them. Those deep wisdoms of Apikorsis were written in Svarim. In Hoya Chasashon Chasvachlila Rachmona Litzlan, Nimtza Ato Daf Echad Mitzvarim Haholo Chasashon, if now Chasvachlila the beef found even one page of those Svarim, are you Mesnachkim Mechoid Meshim Mitzvarim? The people would be very far from Hashem. Be impossible today to come close to Hashem. These Svarim would certainly mislead the people of this lower generation. Therefore, now a favor for the world, the fact that the Svarim tradition of Tzadikim are hidden and burned. The reason that this is a Teva Liyavim, he has Sefer Ubechinas Shem Hashem. The Sefer is called Shem Hashem. The Bechinas Migdal is Shem Hashem Bo Yorav Tzadik Beniskov. Pasuk says that the Shem Hashem is a fortress which the Tzadik goes around and is protected by. Isa B'Zayit HaKadosh Shem Hashem Do Sefer. The Shem Hashem means the Sefer HaKadosh. Ki Sefer B'Mis B'Shem Kemuvan. Because Sefer is the Gematria Shem. Ki Ha Sefer U'Bechinas Shmi Shenechta B'Kdusha. Sefer, the Bechina of the Shem Hashem, which is written B'Kdusha, and is Spashim Be'olam V'yos Hashem. It's written B'Kdusha, and it's spread out among the world, and it creates a name. You should know, everyone is supposed to guard the Bechinas Mashiach that he has. Each person possesses the Bechinas Mashiach. Each person according to his Kedusha and his Tahara, that's how he has the Bechinas Mashiach. He has to be very careful to guard it carefully that his Bechinas Mashiach should become spoiled. The main thing in which is dependent this Mechina Mashiach on a person is to guard against Liyat. Mashiach u'Bechinas Chaitim. Mechinas Ruach HaPein HaMashiach HaShem. Because Mashiach is the Mechina of Chaitim, the nostrils, as the Pasuk says, Ruach HaPein Ruach HaVa nostrils is Mashiach. The Liyat Toli b'Chaitim. The Liyat is Toli in that part of the Chaitim. Mashiach of Lysin Af. Esau, Medrash says, Lysa Hena Af. So we see that the Niyuth is totally in the Af, that's the nostrils. So the Chlishmai Atzmoim, the Oida, people may Leach Niyuth, versus the God, even from the Leach of Niyuth, the trace of it. You can give him the Chinas Mashiach, Shalash, and the Chinas Chayt Mekanah. Because even this Leach Niyuth is Pagim in the Chinas Mashiach, which is the Chinas Chayt Mekanah. Chinas Mashiach who shayda alam peyad isa. Chinas Mashiach also rests on the ponim of the Teda. Yehina was svonim ha-kadashim shemigalim ha-ponim shal ha-teda. He's svonim kadashim which revealed the pimiyas, the inside of the Teda. Yishom medachif ruchay shal Mashiach. There sweeps the ruach of Mashiach. Chinas ruach alikim enachefas al panei hamayim. The spirit of Hashem hovers over the face of the waters. Ruach alikim the ruchay shal Mashiach. Shemenachev al panei hamayim. Which hovers above the waters which are the waters of Taita. So mainly we see that the Ruach HaMashiach rests on these Svarim that are called Shem Hashem. The Da'arabin also, you should know, Shebechinas Ruach HaPein HaMashiach Hashem Nasa Ruach Kino Sherelach HaMikanei B'chol Vokim Shemaiti Shom Niv Nasa Ruach Kino HaMikanei Alze. And everywhere that where there is an Ayach of Niyu, where there is Niyu, where there is Niyu is found, so this Ruach HaPein, this Ruach HaMashiach becomes a Ruach Kina, a spirit that avenges, that warns and avenges against this need. The good of Kedushasei v'Tarasei, because of the great Kedusha and Tara of Mashiach. Omen mikanei v'hinit mo'o, oval olav Ruach Kina v'hilainit mo'o. At times it's mikanei, in a case where there is tumor. At times there is any other Ruach Kina, even where there isn't any tumor. Because according to the greatness, the power of Kedusha and Tara, even though there was no Tumor, even for the Stida alone, where there was a union of where she was hidden, and they didn't reach the Tumor. The site that Isha, the woman, was hidden, where they did not get the Madreg of Tumor, still is Mekane against that. Even the Stira itself is considered a begam against the great power of the Tara of the Ruach Kina, the Mashiach. That's how it is that upon him get at times it comes because of this, a get means a divorce. How can they grant get safe ecclesus? Therefore, a get is called in Titus safe ecclesus, the safer. A get is called the safer that cuts between the two of them. Because this is created through, this get comes through, this sefer, and which sefer there is the Rosh HaMashiach, which is the Ruach Kina. We said that the sefer, the Shem Hashem, there is the sefer Taida, there is the Rosh HaMashiach. Ruach Kina has Pnei Amayim. Ruach HaMashiach is not the Pnei Amayim, Mayim is Taida, this is sefer. Hashem Mashka, Yisrael Mayim, Yoradim, or else he to make a drink the bitter waters, Yazai, the cursed waters, Yazai and Dekes in Litmok. And then she is tested whether she became Tommy. In love, as I added up the next of Israel Zera, she had become Tommy, on the contrary, she is pure, and she is blessed with children. All this comes to the Ruach Kina of the Ruach HaMashiach, the Kana even for a day from the youth, even for Stigalon. There is a Yehuda, Yehud, Tachtain, the Zivig, Mumata, in this world, between husband and wife, which is with such a great Kasha, such Kedusha and Tara, Achevoid, Tolly Yehuda, Ilah. And upon this Yehud, Tachtain, is dependent the Yehud of heaven. Yehud in heaven. Shehazug, the Haino Ha'ish, the Ha'isha, this pair, this couple, the husband and wife, Kshedim Kolka. They are so kosher, she Kshedim the Oid, the Ein Bo Shom Shem is possible. She is completely kosher, there is no trace of any psul in her. Gam kosher, the Oid, and he is also very kosher. The Zivug and the Kashas of Igdusha Kolka. The Zivug is with such Kashas of Igdusha, Shedboi Tolly, Yehuda, Yilah, that the them is dependent on Yehud Ha'elyan in heaven. Yehud Shem Nifush, Kuntay. Ish v'isha zachu shchinish rivenim. First thing I want to say that ish v'isha, if they are zech, which means they are zakoyim, they are tzaddikim, the shchina rests among them. Yesh ba yud uvo kei. In the word ish, there is a yud between the, in the word, besides the word ish. In the word isha, there is a letter kei besides the word ish. If they are not zech, achas v'shalom, so the yeshchina leaves, you can't, you have ish and ish, ish v'chlasa. If they azach and the shchina rests among them, they have the yud kei between them. Shzeh yichuda yilah yud kei, meaning that that's the yichud ha'aliyah yichuda kachem lecha shchintay. Zeh haziv vayichuda tato hum yoka mi'oid mi'oid. This zivig and yichuda tachtein is very very precious. Mayachash b'zeh ha'ilam nasi yichuda tato b'kedusha kazu. This world, this lower world, asiyah, there is made such a yichud tachtein such kedusha shemoy toli yichuda yilah. This Yichud HaTachta is dependent on Yichud HaLoh, Yichud HaAlyan in heaven. In the Ruach Kina, Shabuchim is Nechash HaMashiach Kanal, this Ruach Kina, which is Ruach HaMashiach, Shio Mikanei on Niyu, who is Mikanei against Niyu, he warns, he's jealous, he warns, he avenges Niyu. Mahu Isakan, what does he do in a case like this? Where there is no Niyu, there's no trace of Niyu, there's such complete kashas, what does he do here? Ne'achash HaKadoshim Mutayna, the edges there are so holy and so pure. Achdav, the Rebbe says, you know, Shekan bo Ruach Kina b'shvil Ahavo. If Ruach Kina comes because of Ahavo, and you have jealousy for the sake of Ahavo, he says, the says, Kol rechim musad loy kashir imo kino, lav rechim musad rechim o. Any Ahavo, which is not bound with kino, and then Ahavo, not a real Ahavo, which means, if a person really has Ahavo, then he is jealous of his zoo. Jealous of a zivig, jealous that she shouldn't, that he should remain purely his. I have received ki aza kamoves avo kosher kishel kino. The avo, it must be in the same way as kino. The avo is good when there is kino there. Ki akina meida al avo. The kino, the jealousy shows how great the avo is. Machmas gergul ha avo ho mekani bo artistidi shvishli yiskalko ha avo chasashon. Most of the greatness of the avo between them, and he warns so do not history to not be hidden with anybody else. The Ava shouldn't be scored as a strong. That file can the Rakina Hanal Bashim Ava Kana. This Rakina, which comes to this place where there is so much cashes and so much Ava, this Rakina accomplishes this much here that it serves as a kina on the place of Ava. Ach Machmash, Ava PK, Zehaif with the Tato, who was the Hailam. The fact is, still this Yehuda Tachtain is in this world. This possible was a kina, this is a jealousy, it could actually spoil the peace between them. He had kina, fishy, bishvila, havo, because the kina, although it's in the sake of that, the chelon, they had to machlekas, but the shalom, they should be kind of possible this kina should create machlekas between them. But the fact that he warns her, she can take offense that if this is called machlekas, it can spoil the shalom bias in the case of even where there's such a havo. Yalkin, therefore, the man who doesn't die should know, because of this, because of this fact that there is a case here where the Ahava, the Shalom Bayis, can be spoiled because of the Drachkino, therefore, the great Tzadikim have to hide and burn their Taito. They should be here in the Stalik of Drachkino, that this Drachkino should leave in order that Rakhila should not spoil Hashem, the Shalom Bayez of this holy Zivin. Because the Yehuda Tachtin is very precious. Look, you should just calculate Shalom Shabbatay and my day, Rakhila canal. And when this Shalom between them is spoiled through this Rakhila, who has to go to the earth, is a very great loss. Yalkin Mokhil Akhil, she needs to add more than that, say that they're part of it. Therefore, it is compulsory that the meaning of the two is based on the same thing. In order to make this Rakhina leave. This is the Rakhina who is the Mashiach. Let my name be erased, meaning that in this mind on the origin, the name is being put, the name of Shem Hashem inside, and this name is erased, and then when it is erased, it is proven that she is innocent. The name of brings about Shalom Bayis, and he helps his wife, and essentially has children, yet they're blessed. And this Shem Hashem means actually he's thought of. That he's thought of, and if the name can be erased, that can get lost, that can be lost. When they be lost, it means that the Rakhina will also be lost. The Rakhina will be lost, and they'll be about Shalom Bayis, the Kiddush, and Yishmai. Yes, I, they sing Kalafayma the Mala, then the Gemara says that there is a Kalafayma, Kalafayma is what? Shani, she left out in Dusha, she was part of my station, I know. Why is that my name, which is written in Dusha, which means he's part of the nation. I'm going to tell you, you know, that he has no Shalom Bayis. Peter says, but it's the race, that he's part of the war, in order to bring about Shalom Bayis, do they get questions? This way, how meaning Shaheim, but even sinner of the sacrifice in Israel. The Kibbet is certainly bringing that sinner of hatred in the evil day of the Jews, has it shown. Allah has come of the Kamashi in Mokhu, the Yabdu, the Yekrom, and the Oilam. Certainly they should be erased and lost and torn out from existence in this world. Yimach, the Yoke, the Chim, the Zekah should be completely wiped out of this world. The Veil of the Kabbalah, if the Gush is erased, then certainly it's 50 Hamidim. If the Sponim of Nikola was, then certainly it's 50 Hamidim. In the Shay, they made the Sponim Akadation, bought Taibosh and they bought them, and they caught him 50 Hamidim. Because of the loss of these Sponim Akadation, the great fame that comes that the 50 Hamidim also are lost and wiped out. They are Zay, Yechelel, and Skalev, and then they will become close to Hashem, because once 50 Hamidim are wiped out, there's no trace of evidence. Easy and simple to come close to Hashem, on the Sponim Akadation.